Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 49 degrees. It's 7:03, headed for a high right around 70, and then here comes some cooler weather for the weekend. Glad to have you with us. Your news for the law offices of Namath and Flores, and prosecutors continue to make their case against Adrian Gonzalez.
He's the former Uvalde School District police officer accused of criminal negligence over his slow response to the school shooting at Robb Elementary.
Three former Robb Elementary school teachers took the stand on Thursday, painting a picture of what it was like as they hid with their students in their classrooms as the 18-year-old gunman opened fire first outside the school, then inside. Lynn Deming was bleeding after being struck by debris when her classroom window was blown out. She and her fourth graders hid under a counter.
And I thought our only sort of savior was that he shot through the window and my kids were so quiet, they wouldn't know we were in there. So I thought if we just stayed quiet.
She then tried to quietly comfort them.
I wanted to tell them it would be okay, but I wasn't sure. And I just wanted the last thing they heard was that somebody loved them.
Eventually, Officer Adrian Gonzalez helped evacuate her and her students. From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. From the 24-hour breaking news center, now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Joe Kelly and Heather Behrens have the morning off. I'm John Little.
And I'm Austin York. In response to that ICE shooting in Minneapolis on Wednesday, thousands across the country gathered in protests, including right here in Dallas.
Renee Good was shot by the agent in her car after DHS says she tried to run over the ICE agent. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem calls the shooting an act of self-defense. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says it wasn't. Many people who felt outraged by the shooting gathered in protest for Good, including hundreds at Dallas City Hall.
It's like we see all this stuff coming in on the news and we see people suffering and you want to do something. And to see other people who actually care, that we're not just alone and helpless to do so.
Following the Dallas protest on Thursday, there's word circulating online of a planned vigil for Good at the Dallas ICE facility Friday night. From the 24-hour news center, Emily Capatillo, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas now reporting very high levels of the flu. Patients this year reporting some unusual symptoms, including a fever that can last a week, plus nausea and vomiting. Prism Health CEO Dr. John Carlo says the problems are being caused by a strain of influenza A.
It's a slightly different strain on that particular flu virus. And in this situation, it's a little different than what's in our current vaccine.
He says some patients can confuse allergy symptoms with the flu or other viruses, so it's important to get a diagnosis from a medical professional. He says treatment for flu works best if given during the first 48 hours.
You know, it's been a long-running food festival in North Texas, but it's not coming back.
Taste Addison has celebrated the city's restaurant and food scene for 30 years, but members of the Addison City Council say it's time to move in a new direction with their promotional efforts. The three-day event cost the city about $750,000 last year. The city council directed city staffers to look for ways to promote the restaurant industry year-round instead of just holding one big event. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In other news, praise from Senator John Cornyn over the military operation in Venezuela.
Senator John Cornyn took to the Senate floor saying the U.S. military, working with the intelligence community and law enforcement, was nothing short of magnificent. He said the action is a message to the world, America is back.
It gives me a great deal of pride to know that only the United States could have pulled off such an operation.
However, many of Cornyn's colleagues are not in agreement. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer warning of a possible repeat of Iraq if President Trump keeps to his word to repeat the Venezuelan operation in other countries. The president has eyes on Greenland, as well as Cuba and Colombia. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And next month, the Universal Kids Resort in Frisco, which is still under construction, is holding auditions for various entertainment roles at the new park. Some of the roles people can audition for include dancers, costume characters, puppeteers. These auditions will be held at the Frisco Performing Arts Center starting on February 13th. The resort is looking for energetic professional performers who will be comfortable engaging with family audiences and perform multiple sets daily.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
And number three, the president has called off a second round of strikes on Venezuela, claiming the new president there is working well with the United States. Number two, protests have been held across the country, including right here in Dallas, after an ICE agent shot and killed a woman in Minnesota they say was trying to run him over. And number one, top story in Portland, a man and woman were shot by Border Patrol agents. Both are recovering. The agents there say they were involved in a prostitution ring involving Tren de Aragua, and they, too, tried to run the agents over with the car.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's Kristen Dee.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Yes, look, think of this 20-minute morning briefing as your morning power-up from our incredible team. They're going to pack the crucial news, weather, and traffic info that you need today without any commercials or interruptions. And then, after your workday, you can join David and I on the KRLD Afternoon News as we get you up to speed on what you missed during the day.
7:23 at KRLD, your news for the law offices of Namath and Flores. As your Friday morning continues here on KRLD, I'm John Little.
And I'm Austin York. Some people who live near White Rock Lake in Dallas are concerned about reports of coyotes.
Now, one person shared video with our partners at NBC5 showing several coyotes hanging out in someone's driveway.
I have pets of my own, so like if it could be kind of scary for them, especially there's a lot of people that always are walking around here.
Wildlife experts say we're about to hit the breeding season for coyotes. It runs from mid-January to early March. And while they say it is possible to safely exist with coyotes, they do recommend that you never feed them and make sure not to leave food where they can get it, like pet food outside. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:24 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Happy to be the station in DFW for market and business updates. And we say good Friday morning to David Johnson.
Ah, good Friday morning. These five-day weeks, they're just killers, aren't they?
I know.
We work it all week.
Come on.
So this day today is not one that we're going to phone in. This is going to be, for us, a very, very busy day. We've got headlines coming, you know, every hour or so that are going to have an impact on this stock market, which has turned into pretty darn good performance so far this year overall. In a few moments, we'll get the unemployment rate, more specifically the job situation. It'll be the first time we've had current numbers since November because of the government shutdown. The unemployment rate expected to be 4.5%. We're supposed to see fairly anemic job gains of maybe 73,000. Then we've got big oil dancing over to the White House. All the CEOs and major executives of Chevron and Exxon and Shell and every other one that you can think of are going over to the White House because Donald Trump says big oil is getting ready to invest $100 billion in Venezuela, given the price of oil and the situation down there and the unrest. We'll see how interested they are, but we'll find that out later on today. Then the president said overnight that he wants to buy back, wants the government to buy back a bunch of mortgage bonds, maybe $200 billion in mortgage bonds, with the effect being to lower mortgage rates and stimulate the economy. We're not sure exactly who's going to buy that or what the impact is going to be, but I am seeing companies like Rocket Mortgage, which has certainly a presence here after they bought out Mr. Cooper. That stock's trading 6% higher on that news. And then we're on Supreme Court watch. It may be that sometime today, perhaps mid-morning, we will find out what the Supreme Court says about tariffs. Now, the sense is, and the overwhelming sense is that they're going to side with the lower courts and say that he didn't have the authority to use the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to justify these country-specific tariffs. They'll have to find another way to do it. Whether we're going to have to give back the money that's already been collected to the companies or not, we'll see. That's an open question, but that's also a big deal that could be coming down today. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be up 70. The NASDAQ would be up 59. The S&P up 13. Crude's up 36 cents. Gold's up another $21. Bitcoin's falling again, down $750 a piece. And interest rates are slightly higher. It's going to be a busy day. Stay tuned. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 727 at KRLD, and Dallas fills the box score, but Utah wins the details. And here's what it sounded like.
Show and go. AD, reverse action.
Very nice.
Despite 26 points from Cooper Flagg, 23 from Klay Thompson, and a double-double from Anthony Davis, the Mavs fall 116-114 to the Jazz. Utah forced 21 turnovers, scored 24-5 points off them, and owned the paint all night. Lauri Markkanen finished with 33 and led a late surge as the Jazz shut down Dallas in the final minutes to snap a five-game losing streak.
That's right. Frisco tightening, where smoke shops can be created. The city council unanimously approved zoning changes after years of debate. And development service director John Letlier says residents were fed up with those smoke shops near schools, neighborhoods, and houses of worship. New smoke shops must be at least 1,000 feet from those sites, as well as hospitals and other smoke shops.
Texas A&M professors are facing some new teaching rules and have to make sure their material doesn't advocate for race or gender ideologies. One professor in philosophy had to drop readings from his syllabus, including ones from Plato, or get reassigned to teach a different course.
And the North Texas groom of a viral $59 million wedding in Paris pleaded guilty to shooting an officer in Fort Worth. Jacob Legrone was scheduled to go to trial on Thursday for three counts of assault on a public servant, but he pled guilty to charges on Wednesday. Legrone and his wife went viral in 2023 when their lavish Paris wedding caught the attention of viewers on social media.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.